Before Fudge could answer, two wizards came through the castle doors behind him. One was so ancient he appeared to be withering before their very eyes. The other was tall and strapping, with a thin black moustache. Harry gathered that they were representatives of the Committee for the Disposal of Dangerous Creatures, because the very old wizard squinted towards Hagrid's cabin and said in a feeble voice,
"Dear, dear, I'm getting too old for this. 2 o'clock, isn't it, Fudge?"
The black-moustached man was fingering something in his belt. Harry looked and saw that he was running one broad thumb along the blade of a shining axe. Ron opened his mouth to say something, but Hermione nudged him hard in the ribs and jerked her head towards the entrance hall.
"Why do you stop me?" said Ron angrily, as they entered the great hall for lunch. "Did you see them? They've even got the axe ready. This isn't justice!"
"Ron, your dad works for the Ministry. You can't go saying things like that to his boss," said Hermione. But she, too, looked very upset.
"As long as Hagrid keeps his head this time and argues his case properly, they can't possibly execute Buckbeak."
But Harry could tell Hermione didn't really believe what she was saying. All around them, people were talking excitedly as they ate their lunch, happily anticipating the end of exams that afternoon. But Harry, Ron, and Hermione, lost in worry about Hagrid and Buckbeak, didn't join in.